Welcome to the Discovery Group Leader Training Podcast. This is a training podcast for group leaders. We're here to empower you to be the most effective leader that you can be. Why? Because Jesus gave all of us, as his disciples, the mission to make more disciples. When we remember his example, we see that Jesus was himself a group leader. We're trusting that if it worked for Jesus, it will work for us.
Mm-hmm.
We're here together today. I'm here with Ben. Hello, Ben Markham.
Glad to be here, David.
My name is David Baltus. We're glad to be your hosts. And today's topic is your first 2 weeks, part two. So let us say, like all podcasts do, if you haven't listened to part one, you should probably go back and listen to your first 2 weeks, part one, mm-hmm. before you get to part two.
That's right.
All right. What are we talking about today?
Well, today we're going to look at seven steps or practices you can put in place to prepare for your group before your group ever even meets, the things that you can do to get ready. And why don't we just dive right in, because we're all about not wasting people's time but getting to the good stuff. And the good stuff here is, for us, step number one is rely on the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
What do you think of that, David?
I think that's super important. We can't do it without the Spirit's help. No matter how many groups you've already led, this is a spiritual process, and so we want to be dependent on the Holy Spirit at every step of the way. I think that means how we prepare, who we invite, all those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. We trust that the Holy Spirit has the best at heart for us and for our group members, because he knows and he understands what everybody's walking through and how to guide us.
Yes, this is important for all group leaders, but I'll lean in on the new group leaders.
Yeah.
Some people really struggle with seeing themselves as a leader. And even the term itself intimidates them. Remembering that the real leader of your group is the Holy Spirit. It's not you.
Yes.
And what we're hoping is going to happen in people's lives as a result of being in the group is that their hearts are going to be changed. Their lives are going to be changed. They're going to look more like Jesus when they're done. That's not something the group leader can accomplish.
No.
That is a work of the Holy Spirit. And so we have to rely on the Holy Spirit. Now, our second step really feeds into this. Our second ingredient, if you will, for preparing for your group is to pray. And if you look at our group leader manual, you'll see that we write down pray, pray, pray. Because this is, I think, what helps us to engage and put into practice our belief that we have to rely on the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
He's just number one. Prayer is how we access that. And I pray for a number of things. Like, I pray for my group attendees, that'll be those who I don't even know yet, mm-hmm. Before they come. But I can see their name because they've signed up through the website. I'm praying for them, asking for God to be at work in their hearts as they come, praying that they will come.
Yes.
Because the enemy can distract people and keep them from making it there after they've signed up to be a part of it. But I'm praying for his direction during the meeting so that the things that I say are not all, my own words, mm-hmm. insight that he'd give me, questions to ask that maybe don't exist in the material that we have. The ability to show empathy, but I'm praying that the Holy Spirit will give me what I need to lead the group well. And will also just be at work in, the people that I'm leading.
Of course. And we say, when we pray, God works.
That's right. When we work, we work. When we pray, God works. All right. Exactly. Number three, David, give it to us.
Know and be ready to share the group's purpose. Here's what we say. Love God, love each other well, and encourage each other to love and good works. Those are the three primary purposes mm-hmm. wrapped into one.
Yeah, so we said this in our first week, I think our second week. This is our third podcast, so it's the third time they've heard us say this, and it's for a reason.
Yes.
It's imperative, I think, really, really important that you know why your group exists and that you're really clear on that before you begin. And next week, you'll hear about the fact that when you're leading your first group, you say these statements to them.
Yes.
We're here to learn how to love God mm-hmm. more, to love each other better, and to encourage each other to love and good works. It's crucial. Know this. Get it in your heart. And mm-hmm. I think it does point us back to the first two steps of relying on the Holy Spirit and praying, because mm-hmm. we're not going to accomplish this purpose without prayer. We're not going to accomplish this purpose without the Holy Spirit being at work in us.
And this is not a group just about social connections or a club. It's about pursuit of becoming more like Jesus.
That's right.
Exactly. The next one is connect with and invite the people the Spirit identifies.
Mm-hmm.
That's a good one.
It is a good one. It can sound a little bit intimidating for somebody who doesn't know how the Spirit identifies people. But what we're really saying is pray and ask, and try to have eyes to see, ears to hear. If the Holy Spirit brings somebody to mind that you should invite to your group.
Exactly.
So you don't want to rely solely on the church marketing your group at a Connection Weekend in order for it to fill. We've seen that work. We've also seen it not work.
Yes. But
we've seen people who show up to church and they're willing just to have a conversation, maybe with people around them in their rows or people in the lobby. Some extend this to their neighborhood, to their workplace,
of
and
course.
They'll invite people who don't attend Discovery Church to
yes.
come be a part of their group.
Yeah.
And we've seen some people invite one person, and then that person invites three people that they know.
Exactly.
And the group fills up that way. We think it's the best way. We think those people show up more excited to come mm-hmm. than kind of your cold call. But the people who show up to the church don't know anybody. Nobody's invited them. They go through our website. They find your group. They register online. They sign up for it. David, what do we do for them?
I always try multiple forms of communication. So I'll send an email. Fortunately, like many people, my email has my picture so they can mm-hmm. actually see what I look like.
Yeah.
I look friendly, I hope. Mm-hmm. I normally invite people to come find me in Lobby A or wherever on a weekend. I'll try to leave a voicemail. A lot of people don't pick up their phone, so then text message is also good to prompt them that you've called and perhaps set up a time for them to pick up their phone and actually hear you.
Yeah, I know. I think that's so good. I'm the same way. I'll accept them into the group, which is you get an email notification if they've requested to join. You accept them.
Yes.
That generates an email that welcomes them. But shooting them a text message as soon as you can, I think people appreciate that form of communication. And I, in the text message, will say, do you have time for a quick call? And if they do, great. If they don't, that's fine. But that just a little bit of a call where you can say, I'm so excited you're coming. Here's a little bit about myself. Here's when the group starts again. Do you have any questions? I think if they've never met you, don't know what you look like, it can set them at ease.
Yes, of course. And I have found so many times that the Holy Spirit will bring people to mind when I'm looking to invite. The Holy Spirit knows who I've talked to, who's not connected yet, and the Holy Spirit is able to lead and guide that process for us. All right, the next one is how to prepare the environment. And I know you're kind of an expert at this. So why don't you walk us through some of these?
it might seem like common sense, right? With some of this stuff of prepare the environment, like make sure it's clean, you know?
Yeah.
But the way that you arrange the chairs, it's good to just sit in every seat that you've put out and ask, mm-hmm. can I make eye contact with everybody?
Yes.
Eye contact's a big deal. It opens people up. Making sure the temperature is not too hot or too cold. And so if you're somebody that likes to save money by running your AC at a really high temperature, back it off for a night. You know, bring it down a little bit. You'll notice if it's too cold, if all of the ladies in the group and others start pulling out sweaters and they're rubbing their arms and they're shivering, that's distracting. But there are also people who, are very sensitive to smell, to scents. And so if you're a, person who loves to put candles out, I wouldn't recommend that. I wouldn't.
To the Yankee candles.
No Yankee candles. Don't Febreze the house 5 minutes before people come over. You could do it a few hours maybe before they come over, but there are some people who genuinely it would be distracting for them.
Yeah.
And because you don't know who that's going to be, it's better just to not have it, not have those smells going. Of course, you could do the real estate thing and have warm chocolate chip cookies in the oven.
That fragrance is good.
Most people are going to walk in and go, yum.
Yum.
I'm glad that I'm here. But there's some other simple things like pets. A friend of mine said this to me. We were talking about this. He said, nobody wants your dog licking their elbow. Nobody wants their elbow licked by your dog. And so sometimes people will, they're proud of their pets and they want to show off their pets. It's better to have the pets put away and then ask later if some would like to meet them.
Exactly.
That's a difference maker because those who have allergies then at that point will say, you know what? I really can't meet your cat or your dog right now. I'm pretty allergic to that. Those are just some of the simple things when it comes to preparing the environment. Tech's a pretty big one too, though. David, why don't you talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, it's a good thing to run through everything you're going to use, especially if you're using a video-driven study, because you want to check that your TV's on the right input. You want to check that the right now media video is going to play, that everything's working.
The volume's not too loud. The
volume is at a good... My daughter is very sensitive to volume, so we always keep it lower. You can always raise the volume if people can't hear, but yeah, that's a good point as well. And you want to prepare the food. That can be simple, or that can be shared among group members who have the gift of hospitality and love to bring stuff.
Yep.
Make it healthy. Make it simple. Mm-hmm. It's a good time to connect. Food is important.
It is, leaders. And we're not saying to prepare a meal for your people when they come over, but there is something to... having, even if it's just a small plate of crackers and cheese and meat, could be a fruit dish. I have found for the most part, people seem to think the thing to do is actually to create desserts. And a lot of the groups I've visited and things we've done around here, the desserts don't seem to get eaten because people are a lot more health conscious these days. They're more limited in the sugar that they're willing to eat. And so, but don't put it on yourself. Invite somebody else to help you out with that.
Exactly.
I think that's a great way to go. Okay, we got two more to get through here real quick. We're going to try to do it in about a minute and a half here. So,
wow, know the expectations.
Yes.
What do you want to say about that?
If you've got expectations for your group along the lines of how often you're going to meet.
Yes.
Of course, day of the week, that should be in the website.
Yes.
But how long the group's going to be.
Time frame.
Exactly. Time frame. And so I'll even put out to the group at the beginning of the group, hey, we're going to be in this part of the group time for this long. The video's this long. We're going to do discussion for this amount of time. And our last 15 minutes, I'd like to set aside for prayer requests.
Yeah.
Letting them know that you're thinking about when the group's going to end is important. If it's a 90-minute group, then be clear about how you want to spend that time.
Yep.
If you have expectations related to... hey, make sure people get to finish what they have to say before you interrupt them. And make sure that as you share, that you don't share for so long that other people don't get a chance to share.
Exactly.
And so if you find yourself getting into double digit minutes, it's too long. So share expectations. I think people appreciate it. Adults want to hear them. And even though you might feel like you're being this rule baron, you know, this, you're not, you're safeguarding the group. All right. Yes. Last one, learn the material. What does that mean?
Prepare in advance. Mm-hmm. Even if it's just before each study, prepare in advance, watch the video, read the content, allow the Holy Spirit to begin working in you to guide the discussion and customize the discussion for your group, because you know where your group is.
The customization is huge. We trust group leaders to drop questions they think won't work.
Yes.
And even on the fly.
Yes.
If you're working through message-based questions or a pre-made material, you can customize. The most important thing is that you get to the questions that you feel are most important for the group, and that's usually going to be the questions of application. So don't spend 30 minutes asking people to remember if they've ever experienced something like this. Those remembering questions are good, but they're not the heart of it. Those are icebreaker-type questions. You want to get into the application point and make sure you save enough time for that.
Exactly. So the key takeaway is follow these steps to set your group up for a great experience. Join us next time as we continue in your first 2 weeks, part three. That'll be the last one. Remember, the better the leader, the better the group. Now go and make disciples.